This is the Rangers Wrap-Up Podcast. Here's your host, Taylor Phillips. Good weekend, everybody, and welcome to the Rangers Wrap-Up Podcast. My name is Taylor Phillips. This is the podcast where we catch you up on all of the latest happenings with the Rangers, condensed into about 15 minutes because baseball is long, and I'm trying to make it short for you. I'm recording this on Saturday, July 28th, here Saturday morning here at the KESN 103.3 FM studios. Coming up later in the podcast, there have been a lot of major trades around baseball, and I'll catch you up on three big ones, including one that impacts your Texas Rangers. But first, let's find out what happened this week with the Texas Rangers.
Here's what you may have missed this week in Rangers baseball.
Not a lot of positive things is what you've missed this week in Rangers baseball, but it was still an exciting week. Even if it meant the Oakland A's being exciting, it was still fun to watch. So let's start with Monday, where before the game, Rougned Odor was named the AL Player of the Week. He was the first Rangers to win the award this season. He posted a slash line of 615, 571, 846 in the three-game series last weekend against the Indians. It's still Player of the Week, even if it was a three-game series because of the All-Star break. So congrats to Rougned Odor. It's the third time in his career to win the award. A guy who has had a resurgence of late after some early season struggles. So let's move on to the game on Monday, where the Rangers welcomed in the Oakland A's, and the first one was an absolute shellacking. Oakland won 15-3. Elvis Andrews homered in the game, but that was about the only thing the Rangers did positive in this one. The A's belted four home runs, including former Ranger Jonathan Lucroy doing this off Ranger starter Cole Hamels.
This ball driven out towards center field. The Shields on his horse back to the wall, and that's gone. Just got over the fence, and a grand slam for Lucroy puts Oakland in front 4-0.
Dave Raymond with a call on Fox Sports Southwest. That was Jonathan Lucroy with the grand slam there for the Oakland A's. Cole Hamels was the starting pitcher in this one, and this ended up being his last start with the Texas Rangers. And I'll touch on that during Most Interesting. Hamels ended his outing having allowed 7 runs in 5 innings. He allowed 2 home runs. Home runs have been an issue for Cole Hamels this year. I think he leads the majors in home runs. I might need to double check on that, but last I looked, he was leading the majors in home runs allowed. So a rough farewell. I don't know if they knew it would be a farewell for sure on Monday night, but it ended up being a farewell for Cole Hamels. I'll fill you in on the details during Most Interesting. Moving on to Tuesday, if you are a Rangers fan who watched this game, you went to bed weeping because the A's rallied from being down 10-2 after 6 innings to tie the game in the 9th, then score 3 in the 10th inning to defeat the Rangers 13-10. The main reason for this one is a name Rangers fans are absolutely familiar with. Mr. Ranger Killer Chris Davis stepped up to the plate and did this.
I think that even guys that have done this before the old way can appreciate it.
Well, high fly ball deep out there to left field, and that one is gone. And Chris Davis, he has done it again to the Rangers, a 3-run homer in the 10th inning. Oh, man.
Dave Raymond on the call again as Chris Davis put the nail in the coffin on Tuesday night and sealed what was the second largest lead the Rangers have ever surrendered in a loss in club history. So one that the Rangers felt like they had this one in hand. It was looking good late, and then Chris Davis happened. And that wasn't the only time Chris Davis happened this week. But in that Tuesday night game, Willie Calhoun hit his first home run of the season, and Elvis Andrews hit a grand slam. So there were a couple positive notes there. It was good to see Willie Calhoun get his first round tripper of the season. And Elvis Andrews, that's 2 nights in a row for him as of Tuesday night with home runs. His home run on Monday night, then his grand slam on Tuesday. So going on to Wednesday here on the Rangers Wrap-Up Podcast, my name's Taylor Phillips. The Rangers lost to Oakland 6-5, and it was Chris Davis once again playing the hero.
And a fly ball. Right field. Gallo is back. It is gone. Oh, my. It just can't be that easy. Chris Davis with another home run against the Rangers. 6-5 Oakland.
So there you go. Chris Davis hitting the home run off of Jose Leclerc in the 9th inning to help seal the win for Oakland. And Chris Davis has 24 home runs against the Rangers since the start of 2016. That's the most by player against a single opponent. And mean, there's really no other things you could say about Chris Davis at this point. He has the Rangers number. Every time he shows up against the Rangers and he sees the Rangers in the other dugout, he knows it's going to be a big night for him. So Oakland wins that one on Wednesday night, 6-5. They would finish off the sweep on Thursday, 7-6 win Oakland over the Rangers. And that took the Rangers to Friday, where they went to Houston to take on the defending World Series champion Astros. And the Rangers did a great job of putting that sweep against the Oakland A's behind them, because they absolutely beat down the Astros on Friday, 11-2. Yovani Gallardo picked up the win after going 5 1/3 innings and only allowed 2 hits and no runs. And that was 2 straight, really solid starts from Yovani Gallardo. He was there pitching on Sunday afternoon, at Globe Life Park in the series finale against the Cleveland Indians. Looked great in that one as well, especially in a day where it was so hot, and the players, I'm sure, appreciated a pitcher being very efficient. Gallardo was that last Sunday, and he looked good again Friday night in Houston. Robinson Chirinos hit his 14th home run in this one. Jurickson Profar and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa also went deep in the rout. And Kiner-Falefa has 3 home runs on the season. I believe 2 of them now are against the Astros. His first home run of his career was in Houston back in April. So going into Saturday, the pitching matchup stands as Justin Verlander taking the mound for the Astros against Ariel Jurado of the Rangers. The Rangers taking the first one against the Astros Friday night, hoping to maybe earn a series win on Saturday before Sunday's finale. So that was the week that was with the Texas Rangers. There was a lot of trades that happened this week in Major League Baseball. Probably too many to get to completely in this podcast, but there are 3 that I want to talk about this week in Most Interesting.
It's time for the most interesting thing from the week in baseball.
So let's start with your Texas Rangers, where Cole Hamels, we talked about him earlier, got drilled on Friday, had a rough month in general. He was sent to the Chicago Cubs on Thursday, and it was official on Friday, sent to the Cubs for right-handed pitchers Eddie Butler and Raleigh Lacy, and a player to be named later. It was a rough end to Hamels' tenure with the Texas Rangers. He went 1-3 with a 10.23 ERA in his last 5 starts. So for Cole Hamels, it was a rough go, and the Rangers needed him to be good to get a better return going into the deadline, but just never was there. It's just rough outing after rough outing, home runs after home runs for Hamels. The long ball has been an issue. He's been pretty good on the road. It's been games at Globe Life Park that have really done him in. I know he had his stinker in Detroit against the Tigers, but for the most part, he's been great, great away from Arlington. But for Cole Hamels, it should be good for him to go back to the National League. Remember, he spent all those years with the Philadelphia Phillies, had postseason success with them, so he's back in the National League. And he also joins former Ranger pitcher Yu Darvish, who was traded last year at the trade deadline. Darvish has been hurt. There's been some progress in his rehab. I saw he was throwing off a mound, I believe, yesterday, Friday. But he now joins a contender in the National League. The Cubs are right up there with the Dodgers, and then a couple teams in the National League East who are looking solid in the second half going into the postseason. So maybe this will reinvigorate Cole Hamels joining a contender. It probably has to be a little rough pitching for the Rangers each time, knowing there's not much looking forward to them in the as the season rolls on going towards October. But the Cubs definitely in the thick of things in the National League. So Cole Hamels sent from the Rangers to the Chicago Cubs. On Friday night, the Brewers made another move. They acquired third baseman Mike Moustakas from the Kansas City Royals. Kansas City receives Brett Phillips and reliever Jorge Lopez in return. And remember, Mike Moustakas was a guy who was expected to maybe land a pretty good deal in free agency last offseason, but that ended up not being the case in a very weird offseason for the players, where teams just weren't paying these guys like they thought they would. So Moustakas ended up taking a 1-year deal. His contract, there's a mutual option, I believe, for the end of this season. But he will go to Milwaukee, where he was expected to play third base because it was reported that Travis Shaw, who's their normal third baseman for the Brewers, was taking reps at second base. So that'll be a very big infield because Travis Shaw is a big man as well as Mike Moustakas. So there's going to be quite a lot of power in that Milwaukee infield and a team that has done very well this season. I'll talk about where they stand in the standings coming up in a little bit on the Rangers wrap-up podcast. But the Brewers made a move earlier this week as well, acquiring closer Joaquin Soria, former Ranger Joaquin Soria. Don't think he'll close for the Brewers. They already have Corey Knebel pegged in that spot, but the Brewers are building their team from the back end forward because they have Joaquin Soria down in that bullpen, Corey Knebel, the very controversial in the last couple of weeks, Josh Hader, also looking great in the Brewers bullpen. So Milwaukee looking to make some moves as well. You saw the Cubs making moves, decided to make another move themselves. So the National League Central should be a fun watch. And the Minnesota Twins, in a move that probably flew under the radar for some people, but this is a very interesting move. The Minnesota Twins traded infielder Eduardo Escobar to the Arizona Diamondbacks for a trio of prospects. And Eduardo Escobar is a guy, if you haven't watched a lot of Minnesota Twins baseball, and I'm sure most of you haven't because there hasn't been a whole lot to be excited about with them, Escobar leads the majors with 37 doubles. And on top of that, his teammates love him. So this was a move that's going to... The Minnesota Twins players, I'm sure, didn't want to see, but the Arizona Diamondbacks now, after seeing Manny Machado go to the Los Angeles Dodgers, and they knew last year, the Diamondbacks, when they acquired J.D. Martinez, it made a big splash for them moving towards the postseason, so they're hoping the same from Eduardo Escobar. I know he's not Manny Machado. I know it's not really fair to compare the two moves between the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks, but that's still a solid move that could work out very well for the Arizona Diamondbacks as they try to take the NL West title down the stretch this second half of the 2018 season. So that is most interesting. Plenty more to come, of course, with the trade deadline. Only 3 days away, July 31st, Tuesday, is the trade deadline. Will we see Keone Kella get traded? Will we see maybe Joey Gallo get traded? I saw some reports last night that he might get. There's teams that are interested in acquiring Mr. Gallo. So we will keep an eye on that, of course, and I'll catch you up next week with whatever happens between Saturday morning and the trade deadline going into next week with the Rangers. I'll have you covered next week with the Rangers Wrap-Up Podcast as well. Quickly shuffling through the standings, the Boston Red Sox are starting to pull away in the American League East. They lead the Yankees by 5 games. The Yankees had a rough injury with Aaron Judge on Thursday, hurting his wrist, so he's going to miss some time. In the AL Central, the Cleveland Indians hold an 8-game lead over the Minnesota Twins. We can pretty much say that division's over. Cleveland Indians, congrats on your AL Central title, barring some epic collapse. In the AL West, the Houston Astros lead the Mariners by 5 games. Oakland's only 6 games out of the lead. Your Texas Rangers, with a record of 43-62, are 24 games out of first place. In the National League East, the Phillies lead the Atlanta Braves by 2.5 games. The Washington Nationals are 6 games back. In the National League East, in the National League Central, the Chicago Cubs hold a slim game-and-a-half lead over the Milwaukee Brewers. Those two teams are going to be in for a dogfight going down the stretch. And don't sleep on the Pittsburgh Pirates. They rattled off like an 11-game win streak, I believe. And they're now 54-51 on the season and are 7 games out of the NL Central. The St. Louis Cardinals are 8 games back in the division. And in the NL West, the Dodgers hold the lead. The Arizona Diamondbacks are only 1.5 games out. The Colorado Rockies are 2 games behind, and the San Francisco Giants, who last time we did this podcast, I mentioned the Giants were starting to make a move in the standings, but are 3-7 in their last 10 games. They've lost 3 in a row and now sit 6.5 games out in the National League West. So that does it for the Rangers Wrap-Up Podcast. My name's Taylor Phillips. Thank you for listening. If you want to hear new episodes as well as go back and listen to old episodes, you can go to KESN1033.com. Under the featured audio tab, you'll see the Rangers Wrap-Up, and that'll take you through the archives of all the work I've done this season on the podcast. And while you're there, be sure to check out some other podcasts coming from KESN. You have Can I Get a Podcast with Jeffrey Cooperstein and Chris Gross. It's Harrison Graham with the Four Verticals Podcast. You can also find on KESN1033.com. Thank you for listening. My name's Taylor Phillips, and I'll talk to you next week on the Rangers Wrap-Up Podcast.